Well, the girls' state softball championships will get underway today at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. And Class 4A first-round action this morning gets started with Winterset facing Mount Pleasant. Winterset ranked third. That's 11 a.m. today. And that'll be followed at 1 o'clock by Waverly Shellrock facing Creston. Creston comes in ranked 13th with a 26-6 mark. Waverly Shellrock is ranked 10th in the state with a 34-5 record. That's a 1 o'clock first pitch. And at 3 o'clock, number 9 Dallas Center Grimes will face 14th-ranked Fairfield. And the 5 o'clock match has number 6 Fort Dodge facing Pella. In Class 5A first-round action today, top-rated West Des Moines Valley will battle Ankeny at 11:30 this morning. That'll be followed by number 5 Waukee facing Urbandale at 1:30. At 3:30, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, the number 3-ranked team, will face Linmar. And at 5:30, second-ranked Johnston will battle Bettendorf. And the night will conclude with a couple of Class 1A first-round matchups as New London, number 2-ranked, will play Newell Fonda. That's a 7 o'clock first pitch. And number 6, Don Bosco, will face 7th-ranked Logan Magnolia in the late game tonight. That's a 7:30 start. Don Bosco, number 6 in the state with a 33-5 record. Logan Magnolia stands ranked 7th. They're 33-3 on the season heading into tonight's matchup. Well, boys high school baseball tournament play continues tonight. Class 3A district action on the agenda for this evening. In Carroll tonight, it'll be Atlantic facing off against Carroll. That's a 7 o'clock first pitch. And also in Harlan tonight, Harlan will face Creston. Also a 7 o'clock first pitch. Those winners will advance to the 3A sub-state finals next week. Also in boys district baseball on Saturday night in Class 1A, it was Coon Rapids Bayard beating Exira EHK 9-2. St. Albert topping Sydney 10-5. Van Meter beat Nottoway Valley 9-1. St. Albert will battle Coon Rapids Bayard tomorrow night in Harlan in a Class 1A substate matchup, while Van Meter will face Martinsdale St. Mary's at Winterset tomorrow night in another 1A substate final. In Class 2A action Saturday, it was Trainer beating AHSTW by a 9-5 final. Maple Valley also beat East Sac County in 12 innings, 4-3. Trainer will battle Maple Valley in Denison on Tuesday night in a Class 2A substate final. Major League Baseball action yesterday saw Ruben Tejada hit a sacrifice fly in the 18th inning, and the New York Mets outlasted the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1 Sunday despite stranding 25 base runners. The Mets went 1-for-26 with runners in scoring position, yet still won the Majors' second-longest game this season. Boston beat the Yankees in 19 innings back in April. It took 5 hours, 55 minutes for the Mets to top the National League Central leading Cardinals and avoid a 3-game sweep. Tejada hit a bases-loaded fly for the lead, and Eric Campbell drove in another run with a squeeze bunt. The game was scoreless until before both teams got a run in the 13th. Carlos Torres, the 7th Mets pitcher, was the winner. Carlos Martinez was pressed into relief. He was the Cardinals' 8th. Pitcher of the day. Elsewhere in the National League, the Dodgers beat Washington 5-0. Philadelphia topping Miami 8-7. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 6-1. San Francisco over Arizona 2-1. Chicago beat Atlanta 4-1. Colorado at San Diego was rained out. In the American League, Danny Duffy took a shutout into the 9th inning in the longest outing of his career, and the surging Kansas City Royals beat Chris Sale and the Chicago White Sox 4-1 Sunday. Lorenzo Cain and Paulo Orlando homered as Kansas City moved a season-high 20 games above 500. The AL Central leaders took 3-of-4 in the weekend series and have won 11-of-14 overall. Duffy gave up rookie Tyler Saladino's leadoff drive in the 9th for his first career homer. Joe Blanton then came in and got the last 3 outs for his first career save. Blanton, a starter for most of his career, got the opportunity after Kansas City split a doubleheader on Friday and then used 7 relievers in Saturday's 13-inning victory. Sale allowed 4 runs and a season-high 11 hits over 6 1/3 innings. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat Seattle 2-1, Toronto over Tampa Bay 4-0, Baltimore beat Detroit 9-3, Houston topping Texas 10-0, Oakland over Minnesota 14-1, Boston at the LA Angels was rained out. One interleague game saw Cleveland beat Cincinnati in 11 innings by a 5-3 final. With the exception of midway leader Dustin Johnson, the competitors at the British Open pretty much had their way at St. Andrews in the 3rd round of the Open yesterday. Johnson began the day at 10 under par with a 1-stroke lead, but shot a 3 over 75 to finish play 7 under par, and that was 5 strokes off the lead. At the start of the final round of play today, the lead is shared by Jason Day, the 2010 Open champion Louis Oosthuizen, and Irish amateur Paul Dunn. They're at 12 under par. One shot off the pace after a 3rd round 6-under-66 is Masters and U.S. Open champion Jordan Spieth. His round featured 7 birdies and a bogey. The 22-year-old Dunn is the first amateur to have a share of the lead in the Open after 3 rounds since Bobby Jones in 1927. The round was played in perfect conditions, which led to the low scores for pretty much everybody but Johnson, who had four bogeys and just one birdie. His putting was so off base that he bogeyed the final three holes. Because of the delays in the second round, the third major of the year is being completed today. It's the first Monday finish at the British Open since 1988 at Lytham, and the forecast calls for stronger winds and some rain. I was taking a look at some of the early results on the course. The leaders are not out on the course quite yet. Dunn and Oosthuizen will be in the final group. Day and Spieth will be in the second to last group. But we do have some golfers making moves already today, including Phil Mickelson, who's 6-under on his round today through 16 holes. And that puts him in contention as well. He's at 10-under par now for the tournament. Also, there are some other golfers as well. Ali Schneiderjans is 6-under on his round today, tied for fifth. Luke Donald is also tied for fifth. He's at 5-under on his round so far today. Brendan Todd also is 6-under on his round for today. He's currently tied for ninth place overall. So some scores out there to be had on the course, despite the windy conditions today. Well, Scott Piercy closed with a 6-under 65, and he won the inaugural Barbasol Championship in Alabama. That's the stateside PGA event this weekend. Piercy was 19 over for the tournament, three shots better than Will Wilcox. The 36-year-old Las Vegas player made a 57-foot birdie putt in the second hole on the way to his third PGA Tour victory and his first since the 2012 Canadian Open. Well, Kyle Busch has won Sunday's Sprint Cup race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway to move a little closer to landing a spot in the chase. Busch has won two straight races and three overall since missing the first 11 starts of the season because of a broken leg suffered the day before the Daytona 500. He returned in late May and has put himself in contention for a spot in the 16-driver field for the Sprint Cup Championship. He'll get a spot in the chase by finishing among the top 30 in the regular season points race. Brad Keselowski was second in New Hampshire, followed by Kevin Harvick, Joey Logano, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. And recapping the weekend over in Newton, Ryan Hunter Ray raced to his third IndyCar victory at the Iowa Speedway in his last 4 years on Saturday night. Hunter Ray held off the field on a late restart to give Andretti Autosport its sixth consecutive win on Iowa's oval and its seventh in 9 series races at the track. The American hadn't finished higher than fifth all season. Joseph Newgarden was second, and rookie Sage Karam was a career-best third, giving American drivers a sweep of the podium. Points leader Juan Pablo Montoya's night lasted just 9 laps after his number 2 Penske car flew into the wall. Scott Dixon, who entered the race in second, failed to capitalize on Montoya's misfortune as he finished 18th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648. Or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.